Sciatica can be a painful condition, but there are things you can do to provide some relief. Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab is here to talk about it. This can be a painful condition, can it?
Yeah, absolutely. Probably one of the most common things that we see here in the clinic, Scott. And I'm sure a lot of the listeners know how to spell it because they've typed it in their Google search bar, you know. But I wanted to visit briefly today about maybe some self-management things that we can just essentially do on our own for sciatica. First off, I thought I'd like to, maybe discuss what is sciatica. So the sciatic nerve is the large nerve that travels down the back of your leg all the way down into your foot. It's made up of a few nerves there in your lumbar spine or your low back. So essentially what happens is you have nerves that are coming out of the lowest portion of your back, and they make the large sciatic nerves that travels down the back of your leg. So a lot of times with patients complaining of sciatic type pain, that obviously I have pain down into my leg, there's going to be some type of pain down into their foot, maybe their calf, their hamstring, and it's from their low back. I see a lot of patients, Scott, with sciatic type symptoms that the patient gets very confused because they have leg pain without any type of low back pain. So I think, like we've spoken in the past, proper diagnosis, evaluation, examination, all the things are very, very important to figure out where exactly the problem's coming from, and then treating it accordingly. You could have a little bit of a disc bulge. You could have some tightness in a muscle there in your glute. Different types of things can contribute to sciatic type symptoms. But, obviously, chiropractic, physical therapy, pain management, injections, all very conservative options, medication management. The gold standard of diagnosing a disc problem or a problem in your low back that could contribute to sciatica is obviously examination and then potentially MRI. That's going to give us the most information because we can actually see your anatomy and what's going on if there is a problem there in your low back. So what can we do for it on our own? I think first thing, and we've spoken about this a fair amount in the past, is we can interrupt our sitting. So for you, the listeners out there that sit for extended periods of time, if you can imagine sitting down, gravity is working against us, that axial force or that force taking us down closer to the earth, it starts to increase irritation and pressure in the low back. So if there's already a problem there in the low back that's contributing or putting pressure on that nerve and you sit for extended periods, that compressive load can start to aggravate it even more. So simply put, let's get up and keep moving as much as we can. If you do have a desk job, get up throughout the day. Every 15 to 20 minutes, get up and move. The next thing I think it's important is to work on mobility. Figure out where we're tight or stuck. A lot of times, going back to the desk job, we sit for extended periods. The hips, the mid-back become very, very tight. So you start to move or potentially get overloaded in your lumbar spine or your low back. So even though the problem or issue is from the low back, I think it's always important to take a look at the region above and below the low back, the hips and the mid back, and focusing on increasing motion, flexibility, stretching. Because the more we can get your hips moving and your mid back moving, ultimately, hopefully we can take some pressure off of your low back. I also just quickly tell patients to kind of be wary of, just getting online and looking for sciatic type options or stretches, because sometimes they could be counterproductive or counterintuitive, meaning, they actually could end up aggravating the condition. So it's always really important to get checked out first, maybe check your resources of the sites and so forth. And then lastly, so, modifying your activity, moving around, sitting to standing, those types of things, increasing mobility. And then stabilizing your lumbar spine, working on trunk stability, core stability, whatever you want to call it. Very, very important. Many of us get lazy throughout the day. We don't exercise as much as we should. Fair enough. Busy schedules. We start to get really weak around our trunk or our core, around our lumbar spine. What lends itself or yields itself to becoming overloaded. And so what happens is we have a lack of stability or strength there in our core, kind of sets us up for failure. So we don't have enough stability. We move too much. We get easily irritated. There's inflammation, puts pressure on the nerve, and that's what gives us pain down into the leg. So, modify your activity, work on mobility or stretching in your hips and your mid back. And then lastly, try to work on some core work, simple planks. You know, we've all seen the toes and the forearms, or you can modify it on your knees. A very simple, effective trunk exercise. By all means, stay away from sit-ups or the curl-up type of motion. Couple other things to watch out for as well with sciatica: bending, lifting. Those could potentially be dangerous, so I would suggest that you bend your knees, use proper mechanics, biomechanics, and those type of things. So avoid those bending, lifting types of things, because that could aggravate it as well.
Back pain doesn't have to be a way of life for you. Get with the team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab and begin your road to recovery. 918-743-3737.